And our wonderful host here at Farm Fest is Ben, Latham High Tech Seeds. And Ken Hines, thank you so much for helping us be here at Farm Fest.
Thank you for coming, Mick. It's been a really successful Farm Fest for us.
Yeah, would they have record crowd on Tuesday and bigger crowds yesterday? And maybe a little shower or two brought a couple of the, I don't think anybody's combining anymore down here, but there's decent traffic today, or how are you doing?
You know, the traffic's been steady today. It's a little bit lower than it has been the first couple days, but I guess that's expected with the rain and conditions that we have right now. And looking forward, you know, for the rest of the day and hopefully meet some more people.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about seed genetics and that, you know, farmers are feeding the world. Farmers are able to, farmers know how to grow crops, but they've been doing that in the last few years with, or the last decade or two, with increased genetics. And is there competition in, you know, like just like high school track? Are you in competition with the other seed companies, the local seed companies, or is everybody working together?
You know, most definitely there is competition because everybody wants the better plant out there, the better yielding plants out there, and genetics is a big factor in choosing all this. And being Latham Seeds, family-owned, third generation, we have that ability to go and work with the five big companies to choose these genetics, and we pretty much got the A playbook when it comes to choosing genetics, and we're pretty proud of them. When you take a look at 2014 first trials, I mean, we had 21st place corns in all divisions, all maturity ranges, and 18 on the soybean side, all different maturities and genetics. So we're really proud of our diverse lineup that we have. And you look into the future of farming is that we have a toolbox that's going to come out and assist these growers with not only Liberty Link, our diverse lineup of soybeans and corn, but we'll have the Enlist product and we'll also have the Extend product for the growers to use.
Yeah, and to be able to grow crops that are resistant to 2,4-D, like Roundup, I mean, that is the next step, and obviously going to be a great solution to some weed resistance.
It will be, you know, and we're seeing great strides with the Enlist product and the Extend product that we currently have planted. So if China pulls the string on this and lets us go with this, we'll be ready for a mid-season release on both of those products.
Okay, for next year, huh?
Yes, yeah. It will be, yep.
Okay, excellent. So what's in the toolbox for that? You got a brand new product catalog out. What's in the toolbox that you like?
You know, there's a lot of new stuff coming out in there. We've been very proud that we've added quite a bit of different maturity ranges into our book, and we're proud for every one of them because it goes through quite a selection with us. It all goes back to geographic selections that we do and the different test plots that we have. So we're actually growing these products throughout our six-stage regions. As you know, the Red River Valley is a lot different from right here in Redwood Falls, and we raise the products for that geographic connection. Locations.
Sure.
So we have quite a bit coming out along with all the new weed control, Enlist and Extend.
Sure. How about, we've got some bugs, pests out there, SCNs, nematode resistant varieties. Yeah, are you in that ballpark?
Yeah, we are. We're very proud of it. We have an ironclad distinction in a lot of our soybeans and our corn products. And to have that, iron chlorosis and phytophthora and white mold count is all there at 2.2 or less in values to be classified as an ironclad. As far as that goes, our seed treatment, our Soy Shield Plus, when it comes down to early treat or early seed protection, is a great product. We're seeing less aphid counts by utilizing that. And not only that it helps to fight the aphid count, but it also, we give 100% replant if you're putting that product on that particular product on our plants. So.
Sure. All right. Well, some great reasons why you should give them a call. A lot of, I suppose, what's the website to find a local dealer?
www.lathamseeds.com. Would be a great spot for you guys to start at. You can give me a call at 701-541-2800. And please remember on Wednesdays, we have the fuelposition.com. And what that is just an agronomic update on everything that's happening in Latham country through the six states. And a lot of blogging that goes on in there, and there's a lot of interesting stuff on that page.
Okay.
Check it out.
One more time, that page is?
Thefuelposition.com.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. Ken Hynes, Latham High Tech Seeds, our host here at Farm Fest. We'll see you down the line, Ken. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right. And that's our broadcast from Farm Fest this week. We'll be in Mitchell, South Dakota at Dakota Fest in a couple of weeks and back in the studio tomorrow. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk.